Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, as we bring you tomorrow's news tonight, right here from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio, the great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes out, as always, to our active duty military, our veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS, our firefighters and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's working on the Third Watch tonight, regardless of what you're doing, how you're doing, or where you're doing it, thanks so very much for keeping America moving along. Now, remember, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, also on Parler, the Captain's America, also on Twitter, at Captain's America, and our website is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us right now to start off our number two is the professor of politics, Kyle Warren. Hello, Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
Let's say the pledge for the second time, and then we got Dan the Man on the line. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God. Our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Before I go to Dan the Man, I need to give you a quick update on the weather. Folks, we have got a real bad winter situation that has now developed. Starting with Kansas, the state of Kansas is going to have some very unsettled weather, but just north of Kansas and Nebraska, you're going to have a blizzard warning all the way up I-29, all the way to the Canadian border. That would encompass not only Nebraska, but the eastern part of South Dakota, the eastern part of North Dakota, the western part of Minnesota, around the Twin Cities, a blizzard warning through the central part of Minnesota, the northwestern corner of Iowa, and that storm is moving to the east. And it looks like anything between I-40 at the south and all the way up to the Canadian border, you are going to see snow and plenty of it. Going to be a white Christmas. And let's go over to Dan the Man, who's probably going to be playing Santa Claus with a snow shovel on Christmas Day. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. And I got my snow blower all gassed up. And I've got it all. I'm all ready to go.
Okay. Well, I got to ask you a question. I got to ask you a question before you get started, because you told me what you're going to talk about, but I also told you I was going to ask you a question. Okay, January the 20th comes. Joe Biden gets sworn in as president. We find out 3, 4, 5, 6 months later that votes were tossed in there that never should have been counted. Maybe it's in the hundreds of thousands. Maybe it's in the millions that Joe Biden should have lost. This state, that state, the other state, not giving him 270. Donald Trump would have been the winner. No, Joe Biden's been sworn in as president. Now what?
Joe Biden is president.
Period.
Once he's sworn in.
Period.
There's no recalling.
That's what I thought. Uh-huh.
Okay, so you're looking at that. I can tell you this. I am convinced that the truth about this election will eventually come out.
Oh, yeah.
And I think they'll have names stuck with it. I think it goes back to my own personal opinion is Clinton and Obama.
Yep.
Trying to indict. Basically, when you're a president of the United States, you're almost like a Medal of Honor winner. You're untouchable by the law.
Yep.
After you're out. And I don't really see them doing that. I don't want it to go that way because I don't want ex-presidents being indicted years later for something they did while they were president.
Right.
I think that's why Barr did what he did.
Uh-huh.
Even though this one is clear, there's never been so much evidence dropped in the FBI's lap on crimes.
Yep.
And they're doing nothing.
Yep. You're
so
right.
There is a two-tier justice system.
Yep.
But if I was what I call, if I was advising Trump, I would say be a gentleman about it all the way up to the end. You could, but still and all, trust the fact that it was rigged, it was stolen. Now, I'm under the impression, by what I've heard from the Biden camp, on at least from the media, was he's going to do a video.
Yes.
A video inaugural. So that he does, then Trump doesn't have to sit there and listen to somebody badmouth you for 45 minutes.
Right.
Be criticized. But if I was, I know what it was like working for Ford, because he kept his junior staff in the White House, and it, January 20th at noon, they threw us out. We want your cards, and
yep.
You're to leave immediately.
Yep.
It was like they never even met us before. And the Carter people laughed at us for that.
Yep.
But Hamilton Jordan, Jimmy Carter, his old chief of staff,
yep.
He came back once and said that he stuck around in the White House until Reagan was sworn in, because the hostages, they were hoping the hostages would be released before the swearing-in ceremony, but Iran
right.
played a trick, and they didn't release him until Reagan was president.
Right.
And he said he never felt so low in his life when the Secret Service came in and said, we want your card, and you're to leave immediately.
Yep.
So you don't stick around. Once that time happens, you're done.
Yep.
So, but I think at the end, Trump should be a sportsman and a real gentleman. And if anybody can be a gentleman, it's Donald Trump. I've seen him do it.
Yep.
And he should leave on good terms. He should leave. But as far as Biden goes, when they find out it's a rigged election, the Democrats will never believe the truth on this.
No. But the American people will. The American people will.
Yeah, but the Democrats are the American people, too. What I'm saying,
okay.
Half the country won't believe it.
Okay, so let me ask you one more question here, because we're going to come up against the break here, and I'm going to hold you over here. Plus, we've got a caller. I want to hold you over here if you can do that. Can you do that?
Yeah, I can do it.
All right. Well, here's the deal. The question I want to ask you is that we've got the American people and over half the country, and I guess you'll have to answer on the other side. Over half the country, about 56% or 57% per the latest poll, believe that this election was not won legal and square by Joe Biden. They believe that. So hold on. Folks, I'll be right back with a caller with Kyle Warren and more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. We got plenty more coming your way. And by the way, I'm going to repeat what I asked of Dan. What happens after January 20th when we find out there's been all kinds of nonsense going on?
You're listening to the Captain's America.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy, because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires. Which means, always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are, you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Mike Gallagher, you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You sure are. This portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at Auto Glass America. Now, you know, in the times that we're living in, someone needs to give you a break. And with Florida Comprehensive Insurance, Auto Glass America will give you a guaranteed $100 dropped right into the palm of your hand when you tell them I sent you and you get a brand new windshield. Now, they handle the insurance claim, they come to your home or office to do the job, and you get a lifetime warranty and that $100 put right in the palm of your hand at the time of the completion of the service. Now, Tampa, Sarasota, Orlando, Fort Myers, Lakeland, and Port Charlotte and other surrounding areas are ready to take care of that windshield replacement today. Just give them a call, 813-96-GLASS. That's 813-96-GLASS. Tell them the captain sent you, and they'll drop $100 in the palm of your hand when they get done. And Kyle, what do they say?
Auto Glass America.
All righty, let's bring Dan the Man back in the mix. And we do have a caller that just called in, so we'll get to you in just a second, caller. And Dan the Man, are you there?
I'm here.
All right, Kyle had a question for you. Go ahead with the question, Kyle.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, hi, Dan.
Hey.
How's it going? All right. Well, you know,
good.
That's good. Well, you know, I was wondering if you could just kind of restate for everybody again, people who are just joining us, the what's going to happen if right a little bit down the road after Joe Biden is sworn in and we find out that there really was the fraud in the swing states, Donald Trump really would have been the victor had they counted the votes legally and all the legal votes, et cetera. What mechanism is there, if any? Can the courts do something, or is Joe Biden in for the long haul?
Joe Biden's in for the long haul.
Yeah.
Once January 20th comes about, he is sworn in. He is president of the United States.
Yep.
And yep. There is not another branch of the government that can remove him.
No.
And you want to try to impeach him? Well, impeachment's been tried on three presidents,
mm-hmm.
and it's 0-3. A president has never been convicted and thrown out of office. You know, I hearken back to the early years of the Republic, a Supreme Court decision. And what did President Andrew Jackson tell Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, John Marshall? You made your decision. Now let's see you enforce it. That's where you get into a constitutional crisis. Even though they are to remove a president from the White House, how do you do it? Because the mechanism to remove him are executive branch employees, as as Scalia once wrote in an opinion, every federal employee wields the power of the president. It's going to be hard to get him out. You just got a voluntary submission is the cornerstone to our democracy. And so far we've had over 200 years of this, and it's worked fine. Somebody like Biden could screw it up, but I believe that once he's sworn in, and I don't think he's going to last long. I think it's about a year and a half, two years.
Yeah, I agree.
The whole part of the last 2 years is going to be subjected to the fate of history and who writes that history. And I think Trump will be vindicated. I think Biden is there because he has this long political career. This is the top of his career.
Yep.
He's president of the United States. He's made it.
Yep.
That was his fate. He's there. I don't think he's going to accomplish a whole lot.
All right. Well, we're going to go to a caller because this caller's been very patient, and Todd in Tampa is on the line, so get ready to get supercharged here. 60 seconds with Todd in Tampa, and he promised to tell me Donald Trump is the president. Donald Trump was the president only one time. So here we go. Todd in Tampa, go for it.
Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen. Donald Trump won in a landslide. Okay. If the captain was Donald Trump, and I worked for the captain in the White House, I would be out there outside the front White House door saying, I've been to 8 Trump rallies or 9 Trump rallies, I can't remember, and my boss, the captain, Donald Trump, he won so huge, it's ridiculous. And for anybody to ask him to concede, the 58% that say that was stolen, the other 42% know it was stolen, but they don't want to admit to themselves and say that Donald Trump won huge. Okay, so we're not conceding anything, Donald. These are two bad bills. They're two bad business deals. We're not signing those, okay? And we're getting more money, and we're cutting all the fat out. Take $176 billion, give it to the American people, $2,000 apiece, and that's it. We're not feeding everybody else. We've got to pay China. By the way, I know everybody's on the Chinese payroll, but Donald Trump won in a landslide. Let's keep fighting, and call Mitch McConnell, who's the biggest Judas, and call your senator, and call your congressman, even if they're a Democrat, and tell them you're going to select the righteous winner. Jesus vindicates the righteous. Christ does. Let's get to work to save the country. Peace.
Okay, and that's Todd in Tampa, and I know you've heard him before, Dan. And here's the other thing. It was suggested that, and I think this is a good idea, and I did not get the number, so shame on me, that we call the Department of Justice and say, look, we want a special prosecutor, we want Hunter Biden investigated, and we want this election investigated.
You can call and do that. I don't think they're going to, but there's nothing that can stop you from doing it. I think that's why Barr left. I think Barr kind of wants to end this never-ending impeachment investigation of presidents.
Yep.
And in a way, I can see that. But but right now, you know, Trump's allies have abandoned him.
Yeah.
Nixon could have done the same thing in 60 to Kennedy, but he was man enough to say, I don't want to put the country through this.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if Trump fights this and he was successful, he'd be putting this country through something. No war would be as devastating to this country as him trying to challenge it and being successful about it, because we'd be right back where we were. There has to be a contest. The contest was rigged, like a shell game, but he's coming up the loser.
Well,
McConnell has already diverted him, already abandoned.
Kyle and I talked about this in the last hour, and I'll throw this out there. And, Kyle, you chime in if I say something that isn't exactly correct here. This is from my memory. If we go with what we think is going to happen in the House of Representatives, there's 36 to 40 congressmen that are going to challenge the electoral vote. I don't know of anybody officially in the Senate that's going to do anything.
Maybe Tupperville, because he kind of owes it, but McConnell is telling Tupperville, cool it.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the Senate is gone. They're moving forward. You might not like who's president, We're going to have to deal with them, and I mean you're going to have to deal with them. But you're not going to want to put the country through this. It's all about voluntary submission.
Go ahead, Kyle. Go ahead, Kyle.
Yeah, I appreciate what Dan is saying. I was just going to chime in and say that. Exactly, because what would happen in the streets would make what we saw this last summer look like child's play.
That's what they're all afraid of.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. And it's unfortunate because if we're going to be afraid of thuggery, what does that say about where we are? But it's the fact of the matter right now. And because people aren't afraid of the Republicans or the conservatives pouring into the streets and doing things, it's the far left in this country.
Yeah.
That's what they're always known for. This country would look like Venezuela.
Yeah.
If Trump would be successful with this. Just half the country, I mean, you're almost divided right down the middle. It's for Biden, half for Trump. And you can't run a country like that. You can't have co-presidents.
Nope.
You know, I was hoping that, you know, if Biden didn't take office and Harris was sworn in as president, well, the vice presidential, they could put Trump in there as vice president.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that Democrat. Two different parties in that administration hadn't been since, I think, John Quincy Adams.
Mm-hmm.
But there's all kinds of theoretical things. What kills me about people, they think the Supreme Court is an administrative branch agency. If they hear it, they'll rue on it. Mm-hmm. They're playing into Democrat hands because the Democrats always predicted this. Mm-hmm. If there are enough conservatives on the court, they'll rule for Republicans.
Mm-hmm.
And they're finding out that's not happening because, one, you're coming in with these basically a cockamamie excuse of why he won the election when it was rigged.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm telling you, they're not going to rule for Trump. And even if the Supreme Court made the decision, how are they going to enforce it?
Well, that's the thing. There is no mechanism for any of this. This is all uncharted territory.
Right. You know, the only way you could get Trump out of office, or any president, really, under this scenario, is a military coup.
Yep.
Do you really want that?
That's not going to happen. The military's already chimed in and said, we are not getting involved. They've already said that from the top, General Mark Milley, chairman of the Joint Chiefs.
Well, you know, a lot of other militaries have said the same thing, and they just did the opposite. So, basically what I'm saying is that is the only way you can remove a president.
Mm-hmm.
Theoretically. Like I said, Andrew Johnson, Richard Nixon, and Donald Trump were all impeached by the House, but none of them were convicted by the House.
All right, well, Dan, we're coming up on the hard break. I appreciate you sticking around and giving us some real great information. And, again, don't be a stranger, and we'll talk to you soon.
I will talk to you guys first of the year. I'm going to Tampa.
All right. See you at Mission Barbecue next week.
I hope 2021 is the best year of your life.
Thank you very much. Dan Demand and Kyle, you hang on. And folks, we'll be right back with Kyle Warren. And we got some other things going on here. We'll get into all that. I'm telling you, this is really, really stuff that you need to hear. Because, folks, you might not want to hear it, but we're telling you the truth.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Trump has told Congress that he wants an amended COVID relief bill without more than $1 trillion in spending that he said has nothing to do with COVID. The spending bill that passed both houses Monday night contains billions in discretionary spending along with provisions for coronavirus stimulus, funding for vaccine distribution, and direct payments to Americans. The president is finding support for this move with some members of Congress. Arizona Representative Andy Biggs called the bill the worst thing they could have passed. He told Fox News that the president should veto the bill because it contains a number of measures that would not have passed if they were voted for on their own.
This bill is so bad, they added 60 separate bills into this massive package. I mean, think about that. I mean, these are bills that couldn't get passed on their own. And they threw those in. And so this bill should be vetoed, and I'm hoping it will be.
This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn from Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are, but you're also listening to somebody else here. Let me see here. I hear bells. Let me see what this is all about. Let's see. Where'd he go? Where'd he go? Okay, bells. Where are you there, bells? Okay. Oh, wait a minute. Here it is.
Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas from me, Santa.
Oh, boy. Kyle, he's everywhere. He's everywhere.
Well, that's right, and he'll be everywhere this coming Christmas Eve as he goes around the world.
All right, and this portion of the program, folks, is brought to you by our friends at Fair and Fair, and here's more about them. Injured in an accident and need a lawyer? The last thing you deserve is being put on hold or having a law firm robot answer and assign you a number. Fair and Fair doesn't treat people like numbers. From the moment you call, you'll be connected with an actual person, ready to listen and help. Their team of injury law experts understands the pressure you're under and will make themselves available to you 24/7. Also, if Fair and Fair doesn't win your case, you don't owe them a penny. So if you've been injured and the insurance company's pushing you around, call Fair and Fair. Let them push back. Now at fairandfair.com. Now, their phone number is 877-245. That's 877-245-6707. There's somebody there right now to take your call and answer your question. Again, 877-245-6707, farahandfarah.com. It's spelled F-A-R-A-H, farahandfarah.com. Give them a call and tell them the captain sent you. By the way, Kyle, let's give Wally some credit. He gave us the telephone numbers for the Justice Department. You got them?
I sure do, and thanks again, Wally, for putting that in the chat room. The Department of Justice has a comment line, and that is 202-353-1555. That's 202-353-1555. 1-800-353-1555. The Department of Justice also has a main switchboard number, and that's 202-514-2000. That's 202-514-2000.
And guess what I just did?
What's that?
Put it out on Facebook.
That's right. Oh, that's right, yeah.
To all my different groups and all my different organizations that I'm a part of, or groups that I have started, organized, founded, whatever. So it's going out there as we speak right now, and we're going to get the word out there real quick, because this is something that's important, and we need to get this started somehow or another, because it's not just about us anymore. It's about we, you know, about you and me, or the president. It's about we, the people, and there are millions of people, 74, 75 million, whatever the number is that voted for Donald Trump. Hell, maybe it was even higher. We just don't know. But the people that voted for Trump that need to get some satisfaction out of this, and this is the way to do it.
Absolutely. That's right. Make your voice heard.
Now, we know that there's been another sequence of hacks continually going on here against our government. Joe Biden yesterday came out and said that he blamed it directly on Donald Trump, that it happened under his watch. But it's been going on for years, and as far as happening under his watch, I think we all know right now why the cyber security director, whatever the hell his title was let go. Trump had to know that this stuff was going on. They had to know. And he said, well, there was no the most secure election ever, and this, that, and the other. I heard all that stuff, and I went, what are you talking about?
Well, exactly, because, again, it makes no sense. You know, of course, we see clear evidence of fraud. The question can become how much fraud and that kind of thing, but to have a party line, it really does become a party line, Captain. You know, this is the most secure election ever, et cetera, just like you were saying. And it doesn't seem to really stand up. But of course now, with this hack that has been occurring over time, you're right, calls into question maybe why this guy was gone in the first place.
Now, I don't think we gave quite enough credence to the pardons of President Trump. Obviously, the big names involved were George Papadopoulos and the former California congressman and war veteran Duncan Hunter Jr. There were other people on the list, but then when I took a look at it, there were seven contractors from Blackwater back in 2007 that got convicted. They were okay until something strange happened along the line, and then they were charged for what they did in I believe it was Afghanistan, wasn't it?
I think it was in Baghdad. Yeah.
Okay, Baghdad. All right, yeah. I was wrong about that. Mm-hmm. But what they did was they got surrounded, they got attacked, they had to open up, they had to defend themselves, and good God, folks, it's a bad situation no matter what you do, and, you know, what are you going to do, stand there and allow yourself to get killed?
Well, right. Well, especially under the Obama administration, the rules of engagement were very strange, to say the least. And again, this is part of the power of the president. The power of the president is that he can take a look at something, and if he says this was a wrongly done, he can put it right through his constitutional power.
And then we had the two Border Patrol agents, and I remember that case because of all the different the particulars about it. I reported about it extensively back in 2005 that wound up getting convicted after the on-again, off-again charges against them by the Mexican and the, you know, Mexicans demanding that something be done about what it is that they did and how they did it and this, that, and the other. Again, they were put in a very precarious position where they had to defend themselves. And what are you supposed to do? Are you supposed to get killed because you're amongst a bunch of people, or do you defend yourself? Well, they chose to defend themselves, and each one of them wound up going to prison. Their sentences, I think their sentences were commuted.
I believe so. And you know, Captain, the percentage amount of pardon requests that Trump has responded to is running about 2%. Barack Obama had 6%. He granted 212. George W. Bush granted about 7%, or 189 requests, and George H.W. Bush granted about 10% of those requests. So President Trump's pardon his score here is pretty low compared to the other presidents.
Well, people get into a lot more trouble under
that's probably right.
Yeah, under under George W. Bush and that crowd back there. You know, but it is what it is. And, of course, a lot of that came from the Clinton administration when we had Janet Reno and company and all that. That was a game that couldn't shoot straight, in my opinion.
Well, right, right. But, again, Trump will be criticized for every little thing. And, you know, just hearkening back to part of our conversation earlier, you know, Captain, we've heard on the, from the media almost from day one, you know what? The military is going to go have to pull Trump out of the Oval Office. They seem to be salivating over that notion.
Well,
but again, it's very unthinkable. And but again, that was sort of their whole shtick. You know?
Nancy Pelosi again yesterday made the comment, the off the wall comment that Trump needed to be removed from the White House by the hair of it on his head.
It, you know, again, they have just dropped all pretense of having honor, of having any kind of real discourse, and to actually govern our nation. It's just become a free-for-all food fight, it seems, at the top for them, is from their perspective. And the regular folks who are working every day, Captain, highways and byways of the land, they look at that and just say, you know, this has just gone so wrong.
Yeah, by the way, I'm already getting some response to the posting of the telephone numbers on the different groups that I've out there. I'm in groups, folks. I'm either in charge of groups or in groups that represent about three quarters of a million followers, okay, all across the country. So every time I post something, it goes to all those different groups, and I am getting responses like you wouldn't believe right now about, and these people are sharing this. You're going to see this all over the Internet.
Yeah, absolutely. That's exactly right. So, again, can it go viral? Well, if anybody can
it
make it go
has.
Viral, you can. That's
yeah,
right.
it already has. It's already gone viral.
Good.
Yeah, so there we go. So we're getting it out there. And even the Trump groups that are picking it up and going with it, putting it in different places. So you're going to see this just about everywhere. Okay, well, and we got about a minute left here, so I want to try to get something else in here. Growing number of lawmakers refusing the COVID-19 vaccine seems to be increasing. And again, I saw what happened with AOC when she agreed to get it. And they said, well, how come you got a vaccine? Why did you do that? And she said, well, I just wanted everyone to know it was safe.
Well, but that's not how it's really being perceived. It's being perceived more like she, you know, kind of got it before other people who were either on the front lines.
She did something called shortcutting. She shortcut the line using her position.
That's right. Well, what about especially the elderly in our society? They need it.
No
more
kidding.
Than she does. Yeah.
All right. Well, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming right back with another Trucker's Highway and Bible Report. We have had a change in weather conditions out there. There is now a blizzard warning in parts of the Midwest from the northern part of Kansas all the way to the Canadian border. We'll get into all that when we come back.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won.
I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia. In this portion of the program, our Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J nearest you. Go over there, check them out, and when you go in there, tell them the Captain sent you, and I told you to tell them that I said you could have a free cup of coffee just simply by saying you were listening to me talk about the Pilot and the Flying J truck stop on my radio show, and you will get your free cup of coffee. And by the way, don't forget to join the Drivers Club too, and they also have an RV club, so don't forget to join those and take advantage of the points you get and all the different savings you get too along the line. All righty, well, here we go. We're going to rock some more. DC, you shook me all night long, and that gets us going for this hour. I'm going to bring Kyle into the mix. Were you shaking?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
I was you were shooken.
I was all shook up. That's for
all
sure.
All right. Let me get going on the weather here, because, folks, we've had a change from last hour to this hour, and we got to get right to it. Now, in the U.S., we got some significant weather going on right now. A powerful cold front is going to bring widespread high winds, critical fire weather threats to Southern California, along with heavy snow and blowing snow, which is going to continue with a major storm that's erupted in the Midwest, moving to the east from the Canadian border all the way down into Kansas. So that's all points in between. Be prepared. It's coming towards you. Now, we've got a blizzard warning right now. A blizzard warning. All the way down, halfway down I-29, down, Nebraska way towards the Missouri line, and then we've got snow on and off all the way down to Kansas and down into Oklahoma, unsettled weather conditions down there. You could see snow all the way down to Tulsa and Oklahoma City over the next 24 to 36 hours, but this blizzard warning goes from just south of Omaha, Nebraska, all the way to the Canadian border up I-29. It goes to the left about 40 or 50 miles, and it goes to the right about 40 or 50 miles. And then we have a winter storm warning for all of Minnesota tonight in the upper peninsula of Michigan. And Wisconsin, you got snow coming towards you. It's starting out as a winter weather advisory and a winter storm watch, but it is coming your direction. And for those of you down in Iowa, northwestern corner of Iowa, definitely the Quad Cities and Sioux City, you definitely got plenty of snow there. Again, a blizzard warning is extended over into that area, too. It's going to get interesting. It's going to get interesting in Missouri as the weather moves across down there. And we've got some unsettled weather conditions around the lakes right now, Lake Michigan, Chicago, over towards Indiana. We're going to have, again, a lake effect snow warning for all of Lake Erie. And from Toledo all the way across to Erie, Pennsylvania, all the way to Buffalo, New York. And then from Oswego all the way to Watertown, New York, we definitely have got a lake effect snow warning. Rain across southern New York over to Poughkeepsie from Binghamton, Albany South, down to Poughkeepsie. And down I-81 towards Harrisburg. You've got rain right now. That may change as the temperatures get colder. However, that's where you're at right now. And we've got a gale warning right now along the outer perimeter. Most of the Gulf of Mexico right now is going to see some winds and some high waves, and a gale warning all the way now from about Jacksonville, Florida, offshore, and it gets closer as you get up towards the Carolinas, towards the Chesapeake Bay. So that's where we're at, Kyle, and tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
We look forward to talking to you tomorrow, and tomorrow will be Christmas Eve, so we'll be probably doing some more touch-and-goes with Santa.
I'm sure we will. I'm looking forward to it.
All right. Thanks, Kyle.
Yep.
All right. Kyle Warren, everybody, the professor of politics, and we appreciate him and everything that he does for the program. And, of course, in case you haven't heard this, in case you don't know what I'm talking about, guess what? There he goes.
Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas from me, Santa.
Uh-huh. And, boy, you better be on your mind and your P's and Q's. You better be nice because you know what they say. There's a lot of truth in that. If you're not, naughty or nice and all that other stuff that we hear about. But anyway, it is what it is. Okay. Well, I'm expecting to hear from Denise Simon. Haven't heard from her yet, so who knows? She could be sleeping in for all I know. But the two phone numbers. Let me give you the two telephone numbers here for the Department of Justice. First of all, this is the comment line. You can call it 24/7. Leave a comment. 202-353-1555. That's 202-353-1555. That's the DOJ comment line. Now, if you want the switchboard, I'm not sure who you would talk to, but the switchboard is 202-514-2000, 202-514-2000. That's the DOJ switchboard if you want to call and ask to speak to
well, I don't know, they let you speak to the Attorney General, but maybe to one of the U.S. attorneys or one of the DOJ attorneys representing something, whatever you want to do to something, because they've all got titles, it seems like. But I think the best bet is to call the comment line and leave a comment. Keep it civil. Remember, you are talking to the Department of Justice. That number is 202-353-1555. I got it up on Facebook. You got it on all the different pages. So a whole bunch of people are seeing that. And it's being shared by a lot of people right now, too. 202-353-1555 is the number. Get it out there and see what happens. Wow. They had I'm seeing this report. They had a passenger plane that flew from Orlando to Los Angeles. Apparently, a man died in mid-flight. Fellow travelers claimed the deceased man's wife admitted he had COVID-19 symptoms prior to boarding. Another passenger who attempted to perform CPR on the man now says that he feels symptomatic following the incident. So this is a problem here. The CDC is investigating this, but looks like the aircraft came from was going to L.A. from Orlando. That's what it was. And they don't know if the people had been overseas or what the deal is. Nobody knows about that yet. But anyway, just when you thought you couldn't get any stranger, here we go again. Here we go again. It are what it are. And there's not much you can do about it, by the way. And the big scandal, as we go to the top of the hour, to come back with hour number three. The big scandal about this COVID stimulus bill is the fact that Nancy Pelosi withheld aid for the American people due to politics for months. Months. Think about that one. I'll be right back. Don't go nowhere. Plenty more coming your way.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.